This week's attack in Saudi Arabia prompted some Americans to think about leaving. More than 35,000 Americans work in Saudi Arabia. They run oil fields, train the army, and even help to run the banks. Americans may question Saudi Arabia's ultra-conservative society or its links to terrorists, but the two countries have bound themselves together through oil wells, contracts, and paychecks, as we're going to hear in the next few minutes. Yusuf Ibrahim is a writer with long experience in the region, and he says that from the days of President Franklin Roosevelt, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia had an arrangement.
That can be summed up very simply: we will give you protection and you will secure our oil supplies. Since then, American engineers poured into this country and basically created the Saudi oil industry from scratch. And then the American arms industry arrived, Boeing and McDonnell Douglas. And along with all of this, you needed a constant flow and growing flow of American executives, American technicians. AT&T built the telephone system here. The roads were built by Bechtel. Altogether, we reached a point where I think you had as many as 60,000 Americans living in Saudi Arabia.
The American workforce included Kevin Tacker, who we'll meet in a moment. After serving as a U.S. diplomat, Tacker worked as chief economist for the Saudi American Bank. He spent a decade in the country and then became a consultant to U.S. and Saudi businesses. Tacker says Americans didn't worry much about security until the 1990s. In 1995, a bomb struck a Saudi National Guard base and killed five Americans.
That was very serious for us. We were very close as a family, and I think it's worth saying in public, the Saudi Arabian National Guard compound where the Americans lived was one of the places where you could go to a Christian meeting on a regular basis every week, and that was the meeting that we went to. And so, like, Osama bin Laden kind of blew up my church.
Those experiences, those bombings in the mid-90s did not prompt Americans to leave Saudi Arabia by the tens of thousands.
Oh, on the contrary. There's been a great scaling down over the years in the American private sector presence.
Well, now, listening to that, I mean, it would be realistic to expect that perhaps this attack would cause another scaling down.
Oh, no question about it. It will. And for the companies involved, there really is going to have to be some creative, you know, thinking.
This week, Riyadh resident Jim Young told NPR that he's leaving after the bombing injured a relative.
We have a business we just started with a Saudi friend of mine, and I think now is a good time to take some time away and go home and feel safe and then come back, maybe.
But many Americans have a powerful economic interest in staying. Look at the website of the U.S. Saudi Arabian Business Council, and you'll find member companies like J.P. Morgan, Merck Pharmaceuticals, Bank of America, and Boeing, which says three of its employees were injured on Monday. American Amy Sandridge is staying, even though one of her daughter's school teachers was injured. She's an epidemiologist. We called her at her housing compound, which is attached to a Riyadh hospital. She left the United States after spotting a recruiting ad in the early 1990s.
I just graduated with my degree in epidemiology, and there was a poster saying, come work in Saudi Arabia.
What was the appeal to you?
To me, it seemed a little bit like Peace Corps, except you're paid better. I mean, to live abroad as an epidemiologist, to be able to do public health in the third world is very interesting. And then if it can be in the third world where it's first world resources, so you can really do something, you know, really do something with your skills, that's really exciting to know that you're doing something useful.
This does seem a little, to the average American, does seem a little more dangerous than living in Idaho or something like that. I mean, what to you makes it worth whatever risk there may be?
Well, I love my job. I haven't personally experienced any hostility. I have a great respect for Saudi Arabian life and culture. You know, people who pray five times a day, I respect that ever so much. And people are kind to me. I mean, they welcome the stranger, the foreigner. We were just taken out today by a Saudi family to a nature reserve where they've managed to keep the oryx, which is an animal that looks a little bit like the unicorn. I mean, there are lots of positive benefits of being here.
Whatever the personal and economic ties, relations between the United States and Saudi Arabia have become strained. Americans suspect the Saudis of condoning terrorism. Saudis resent it. They also accuse the U.S. of favoring Israel. Author Yusuf Ibrahim says what he calls the Saudi love affair with America is changing.
I've never seen the relationship so troubled in the 30 years I've covered this region for both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal.
Ibrahim is now with the Council on Foreign Relations. We called him in Riyadh, where he says he found signs of separation.
This process is beginning now. For example, you will notice now that the Saudis are looking at buying Airbuses instead of Boeings. They are beginning to talk to the Chinese about missile systems instead of talking to us. And that's, of course, part of this estrangement and part of the Saudi fear that perhaps the United States is also distancing itself from the kingdom.
Can you just give me an idea of who you've talked to, whether they're Americans or Saudis, today, and what they're saying?
I talked to Americans who were living in the Hamra complex,
which was bombed.
And I talked to the Saudi already. I talked to a couple of senior Saudi officials. The feelings are very raw on both sides. The Americans feel this. The person I spoke to was wounded. His wife was wounded in the attack and is very bitter. He's a senior American executive. And he said he is leaving and not coming back, that he's told his company he will not be returning. The Saudis' attitude is, hey, accidents happen everywhere. We're doing our best to protect Americans. But if they want to leave, well, so be it.
Not a very pleasant scene.
It is a new paradigm, Steve. It's something, the very nature of Arab-American relations is changing, and the specific, special relationship between Saudi Arabia and the United States is indeed coming apart.
Monday's attacks directly affected only a few of the places where American expatriates live in Saudi Arabia, but the bombings prompted many other Americans to think about their future.